So I'm going to speak tonight about moving in alignment with God. I think that's where we just were. We live in tumultuous times. And in all the shaking that's going on, know God is also shaking things to align with him and advance his kingdom on the earth. It's not just shaking so that people can be afraid of what's going to happen. The Lord is aligning us to him, and he is the one that's holding the plumb line. One of the things about this year, 5779, is it is a plumb line year. And we got to celebrate it a little bit early when Valerie was commissioned as a prophetic teacher and given a plumb line. The Lord is plumbing things because he is still building. Amos 7, verses 7 through 9 says, "Thus he showed me, and behold, the Lord stood upon a wall with a plumb line, and with a plumb line in his hand. And the Lord said to me, Amos, what do you see? And I said, a plumb line. Then said the Lord, behold, I am setting a plumb line as a standard in the midst of my people Israel. I will not pass by and spare them anymore. The door of mercy is shut. And the idolatrous high places of Isaac shall be desolate, and the sanctuaries of Israel shall be laid waste. And I will rise with the sword against the house of King Jeroboam, who set up the calf shrine, the golden calf shrines." God's plumb line is dropping in each of our lives. He will have his victory in us. Zechariah was a restorative prophet. And the first thing Zechariah saw was a plumb line coming down out of heaven, and then a new order began. Zechariah chapter 4, verses 8 through 10 says, "And also the word of the Lord came to me, saying, the hands of Zerubbabel have laid the foundation of this house, and his hands will finish it. Then you will know that the Lord of hosts has sent me to you. For who has despised the day of small things? But these seven will be glad when they see the plumb line in the hand of Zerubbabel. These are the eyes of the Lord which range to and fro throughout the earth." Just as in the waning days of the Old Testament, about 400 to 600 years before Christ, God's plumb line is now setting things in order today as we move into his future. It's not about us, folks. It's all about him returning for his bride. God is God. Amen?
Amen.
We all agree on that. He's in control. Why are your hands on the wheel? God is not my co-pilot. He is the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. When he decides to set new order in the earth, God drops his plumb line. If you've been following the Hebraic calendar, you know that we've been going through a decade to look and look again. And tonight we're going to talk a little bit about what's coming in this year ahead, but it is a year of his just judgments. When he sets things in order, new order comes into place. Are you tired of the old order? We're almost unanimous on that. If you try to control it, I personally call that witchcraft. If you try to control it, it will put you under, trying to control the new move of God. We have to learn to move with God by grace as he moves into the new things that he is doing. A plumb line always indicates building, and we have to learn how the Lord builds. He doesn't build the way you and I build. In 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 28, Paul writes, "So God has appointed some in the church for his own use." Those of you who have been commissioned as a fivefold, Whose use are you for? His. First, apostles, special messengers. Second, prophets, inspired preachers and expounders. Third, teachers. That's the last time the fivefold's mentioned in the list. Then wonder workers, then those with the ability to heal the sick, helpers, administrators, speakers in different unknown tongues. First, apostles. The apostles govern and they war. If you've hung around me, some of that may have gotten off on you. Apostles is a gift. In other words, you don't go to school to become an apostle. It's a gift from God, from Jesus. Both men and women, apostles, are a governing and a warring gift. That's what they do. The gift of apostle finishes what has been started. This gift makes sure the next generation is both fathered and mothered correctly. If you know me, you know that I'm interested in the generation that isn't even born yet. How will they be nurtured and fathered and mothered? This incredible gift is the foundational gift that we stand on. The apostles and the prophets make the foundation of the church with Jesus as the chief cornerstone. Isn't that what Scripture says? There are many teachers, but there are not many mothers and fathers. Let me tell you something. Never rebel against the father and the mother that God assigns to you. Guilty. Prophets are constantly bringing down revelations so the foundation keeps growing and strengthening. That's their function, so that the apostolic foundation can continue to grow and expand. Teachers really help you understand how to walk in the foundation. That is the function of a teacher, so that you know what to do and when to do it. Someone said to me before service, everything is done decently and in order. And in the kingdom it is. Pastors, especially shamar pastors, help you see how to walk on the foundation. That's where we are in this iron decade, that the true shamar pastors are helping the body of Christ to see how to walk in apostolic order. Be careful with the gift called pastor, because this gift is not what you think it is. It is not what it has been subdued to be. Pastors are rohi, the rohi character of God that causes you to see. That's one of the names for the Lord, Jehovah Rohi. So the pastor has a prophetic element about it, and that's what this decade was all about, the shamar pastor coming up in this iron decade, so that they can help us see where we need to go apostolically. So the pastor has that prophetic element, which is important for us to understand as we move forward, and we don't just keep thinking the pastor's going to do the same old things they've always done. You will be disappointed if that's what you're expecting from your pastors. Evangelists are always out sharing the good news. Lord, raise up evangelists. We need evangelists. They tirelessly share the good news. Jesus, apostles, prophets, and teachers. These gifts, Paul tells us, form the foundation. They each provide an essential element, essential function to the body of Christ. And as they submit their gifts to each other, not very effective by themselves, are they? They carry the authority of Christ when they submit to one another and allow their gifts to carry the authority and power of heaven that Jesus intended them to be. When they work together, all of the gifts are released. That's what you saw tonight. The other gifts that all of us carry being released. Last year, 5778 was about the manifestation of the new. It was an 8-year, a year of new beginnings. New means that something that has never been before is happening. Or something you are getting in better quality. So it's either brand new and never happened before, or it's better than you've ever had it before. That's new. We have a new marriage. It's better. We're getting a new transmission. It will be better. Yes. Isn't that what we think of when we think of new, something better? Well, I'll take some of the same old, thank you very much. What would you like? Last year's leftovers? No, we're into the new. So some of the manifestations of the new in this past year, the year that finished in September, was a new identity. Many of you don't know it, but you received a new identity. And you have until Passover of 5779 to begin to walk in your new identity. We have to know who we are going forward. Don't let the world label you. We cannot judge people because we do not know who God is making them to be. And as we move into this year, that's going to be especially important. I am not who I was, and neither are you. Or you better not be. Or you missed the point of communion tonight. He is making you to be what he wrote in your book before he created the heavens and earth. You are not the same old, same old. If God can change a nation in a day, he can probably change you in a moment. Let him. Do not try to hold people captive to last year, or else it will captivate you 7 times. That's why forgiveness is so important. Don't hold people in the past, or you're going to find yourself in the dungeon called the past. See, that's what judgment does. And this is important in 5779 because this is a year in which judgment takes action. I think my hero said, "Judge not, lest you be judged." We are going to have to really learn and understand how to flow with judgment. That's what the Lord is doing right now. He's releasing his judgment, not to crush people, but to bring them to the place of salvation and restoration. We have to flow with judgment, not enter in judgment, and we have to not laugh at our enemies. There's a lot of sad stuff going on right now. And if I laugh at my enemies, God has permission to step back and stop his judgment. He can laugh at our enemies. The word tells us that we're supposed to bless our enemies, not curse them. That's the war we talked about with our lips. Bless in the next 5 days and set yourself up for the blessing of Kislev when it comes on Thursday night. So let the Lord laugh at your enemies for you. Do you know when Father laughs, it shakes the heavens and the earth? Let him laugh. 5779 is going to be a difficult year testing our character in a lot of areas. That's a good thing, because tests produce testimony, and we overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. Last year was also about a new glory. We have to take off even the best of what we wore last year so we can put on something new. Arise, shine. We like that verse out of Isaiah, don't we? The best shine you had in 5778 is not going to be the shine that you have in 5779. There is a new glory Father wants to mantle you in. Do you remember the manna? Do you remember what happened if they hung onto the manna 1 minute too long? Maggots. It's the same thing with glory. The old glory will not manifest what you need this year. You need the new glory. The hardest thing to let go of from a past season is glory. But we need to let go and move on so Father can pour new glory through us. Another thing we had last year was a new level of restoration. This may be why God has ordained the feast times in Scripture, because it forces us to shift into new levels of restoration. Do you know, He wants to restore us, but sometimes, bring it on, God. We don't let Him, do we? Let the Lord confront you, because He knows where you are. He knows where you are going, and He's wanting you in a lot of those places to carry Him. Are you willing to carry Him? I love the testimony to start. If a 21-year-old can do it, why can't we? Why can't a 12-year-old? Another thing we had last year was a new harvest mentality. It's still coming to us. We have to have a harvest mentality. That's one of the things that's important for this year. 5779 will be a year that we begin to labor in the Lord's harvest fields. How many of you want to labor in His harvest field? That means He's going to take you to the place where the crop is ripe. He knows who's ready for harvest. Another thing that we gained last year was a new storehouse mentality. Right now, apostolic centers are beginning to rise up all over. This year, Casey and I have helped to establish two new apostolic centers on the island of Borneo in East Malaysia. When we were there last month, we commissioned two apostles in one city and an apostolic prophet in another city, and we commissioned 14 of their marketplace people to their calls in the marketplace in the mountains that they serve in. God is doing that. It's a new storehouse mentality that He's releasing around the earth. So you need to understand your vision in a new way.
Well, I don't really have a vision.
Well, you need to read the Proverbs, because without prophetic revelation, also called vision, people shrivel up and blow away, perish. So you need to understand your vision, because this year is about writing your vision so that you can move forward into it in the next season. This year is preparing us for the next 3 years as we move into the 5780s. This is the final year of the iron decade, and next year we will be in the pay decade, P-E-E-P-E-Y, where our testimonies about God are going to be wonderful. Have you shared your testimony today? I did, in the strangest place, and the guy appreciated it, at the auto dealer. I knew you were all wondering where. This year is about writing your vision and making it plain. We see that in Habakkuk chapter 2, verses 2 and 3. And then God answered, write this. Write what you see. Write it out in big block letters so that it can be read on the run. In other words, the picture was, we're not stopping to look at our vision. Make it huge. That wasn't the auto dealer I was at. The vision message is a witness pointing to what is coming. It aches for the coming. It can hardly wait. And it does not lie. If it seems slow in coming, wait. It is on the way. It will come right on time. That's the message for Habakkuk 2, 2 and 3. See, your vision is a witnessing point at what is coming. The vision will come at the right time. The Bible says to wait for it. The Hebrew word for wait is a prophetic word which means you stand and watch. Well, I don't know if I got time. This is God's word. You stand and watch. Wait for it. Then all of a sudden you see the door of opportunity open up and you go through it. You see, most of us miss the doors the Lord's opening for us because we expect it to come one way and he's not doing it the way it used to be done. The Hebrew word for watch is a very active verb. It means waiting. It's active. Most of us think of waiting as, sure hope the Lord hurries. He doesn't understand my schedule. So, some pictures of 5779 will help us move forward. I'm going to give you word pictures. I did not have 100 hours to prepare my normal PowerPoint presentation. I know you're waiting for me to say, Rick, turn it on. Maybe some other day. So, 5779 is a year about new wine flowing. Literally, it is about new wine flowing out of a structure. You know, wine has to flow out of a structure. Either the wine press where it's squeezed or out of the vat that it's held in. This means there's some sort of a divine alignment with structure needed this year, meaning we've got to connect with the structure God is pouring through because he wants to pour through you. You always have to divinely evaluate how you are aligned and the structure that you have to work with or the structure God has assigned to you. Don't be independent this year. Whatever you do, do not be independent. Because it will not work for you. This is the year the Lord is bringing the bride, the body together, even as it was spoken during the healings. Every joint fit in its proper place. This will be one of the things which get you judged this year. I don't want to be on that list. Our independence has to become submitted. Submitted is a very good word. Do not let the enemy convince you to hate this word. This means you have to learn how to stand under something so you can stand against something. That's what submitted means. I stand under the authority structure in my life so I can stand against the darkness that is trying to consume my inheritance. How will you stand under and stand on the right foundation to resist? That's what this year is about. Will you choose to stand? This is the best way to define submission, standing under so we can stand against. 5779 has many dynamics about it, and part of it is a great war. I loved where we went to start worship. No one knew what I was talking about. There's a great war happening this year. And it's in the spirit. It's only in the flesh when you fail to realize Jesus already won.
So what does 5779 look like? It is a year of glory. That's what Tate is, T-E-T. It's the year of Tate surrounding Ion. I read Psalm 119, verses 121 through 128, which are the Ion verses. They're the verses for this entire decade. And it's all about justice and righteousness. But Tate looks like a womb or looks like a snake ready to attack. And this is the year in which Tate surrounds the decade. Usually that's not the way it is. And it's pouring in to what we see. 5779 is a womb encompassing what you have seen in the past so you can give birth to it this year. I know Lisa can't wait. Tate is also the symbol of a snake or a dragon. Guess what we're confronting this year? You get to have the choice of whether you are birthing something new or you are consumed by the dragon. So it's important to understand that this is a year of great dichotomy in which many new things will come to birth, but there will be a lot of warfare over bringing them forth and maturing them into what God would have. We were speaking at a conference at the beginning of last month in Syracuse when Brett Kavanaugh was confirmed, on the day he was confirmed. And everyone applauded and everyone was concerned. And Charlie Shamp was there, and he was the prophet that prophesied a year ago that Brett Kavanaugh was going to be a judge on the Supreme Court. Wasn't even thought of when he prophesied it. And I said, why are you so surprised at the struggle? Do you know the year you're in? You are in the year of Tate, Psalm 119, verses 65 through 72. Verse 69 said, the arrogant have forged a lie against me. Isn't that what it was all about? And what was his response? With all my heart, I will observe your precepts. Are you going to give in to the enemy's lie this year? Or are you going to observe the precepts of the Lord that set the course for you and set you free? I said, that's what the battle was all about. We knew that the enemy was going to rile. That's what the dragon does, right? Just watch his tail while you're battling his heads. Because chaos and confusion, also known as witchcraft, is what the tail does when you try to close its mouth. 5779 is one of those years in which the dragon is waiting. It's a year you have to be careful of the accuser. It's a year you have to be careful of the accuser because he wants to draw you as a child of God into the accusation. Take a step back before you accuse someone. So these last 5 days of Cheshvan, take a step back before you talk in accusation. Let it be practiced for this whole year. Because as soon as you speak that, you've fallen into the enemy's lair. The accuser operates through God's people to bring down. See, if your testimony is tainted, it doesn't work. It is not something which comes from outside, the accusations against the body of Christ. Most of them come against from our brothers and sisters. We have to rise above that. We have to be careful in the body of Christ not to participate with the accuser in 5779. God is always dealing with people. Spend some time with him. He doesn't want to take you to the woodshed. He wants to take you into the intimacy of his secret place. Let God come down. That's what we prayed about before the service today. Because God has ways of doing things that will amaze us, and you will see God rather than seeing things out of your own pain and anger. Suck it up and get over it. That's how a prophet counsels. Remember, Moses did not back off from his anger, and he struck the rock, and he forfeited his destiny. Don't join in with the accuser. Watch your anger. 5779 is a year of birthing, giving, and experiencing. Do not give just because you're supposed to give. But every time you give, expect. I mean, expect. Because God has promised what he will do. Most of us never expect God to honor his word. Before long, the expectations from your giving will catch up with you. I'm praying for some right now that every seed they have sown will manifest as healing in their body. That's what they want. That's what they need. Where are the seeds you've sown? Pull heaven into those seeds and watch the harvest. Every time you give, start breaking a curse. Curse? I love it. Yes, curse. Get very scared over your giving. If I don't give, I have no authority over the curse. Why? Because God broke the curse off of you. He so loved the world that he gave Jesus. And we have expectation out of that. See, you are a Melchizedek priesthood, and a Melchizedek priesthood gives. This year, he's going to judge our giving. Not us, him. When he says give, go to the Kit Kat aisle. Give your paycheck away. He'll put a $50 bill on your windshield wiper so you can buy the ladies' groceries. Somebody asked me in Malaysia, one of the apostles, about giving. We were having a conversation as we were riding someplace, and there were three apostles and a shamar pastor in the car. That's my bride. And we're just having a real good time talking about giving, and they say, well, how do you answer this? And I said, you really want to know? And they said, yes. The question was, it's nobody's business what you give. But you are allowed to talk about everything you give except for alms, according to the Bible. And so I said, and over there they want to know what everybody gives. And it is none of their business. That's witchcraft. I said, here's how I would answer that question. I said, ask me. And they said, so how much do you give? I said, I give 100% of what I have to the Lord. And he gives me back 90% to play with. I'm free. I'm not bound. But God will judge our giving this year. 5779 is about God's goodness. I loved worship tonight. But we need to understand God's goodness. Say, God is good.
God is good.
Tell the mess that you're in right now, God is good.
God is good.
Speak to that mess the goodness of God. So here's what we're going to do for the rest of tonight. We're going to talk about this next year because God is good. This is a year of goodness. That is a Tate word. Good, well done, not a stake, your performance. Goodness, those are Tate words. 5779 is the year the Lord finds his way into your vessel so you see him. He wants to come into us this year. Are you a vessel for the Lord? Do we need to have an altar call? We said yes, but some of us haven't let him in. Do you know Revelation 3, behold, I stand at the door and knock, isn't a salvation message. It's a message to the church, that's you and me. Hey, anybody home? I'm trying to get in. Are we going to have dinner tonight? Well, Lord, can you come back? I'm sort of busy right now. He wants to come in. Expect surprise visitation this year. Expect the Lord to surprise you when he visits you this year. Once Father finds his way into your vessel, he's going to start pouring you out. Meaning he's going to send you to the Kit Kat aisle. And he's going to pour you out so that when you come back in, he can give you something more and send you out again. That's what apostolos means. That's what the apostles do, is they send you out. This year is going to be a year of the alabaster box. Will you allow him to bust your box this year? He wants to pour out the fragrant aroma of his presence through you this year. Jeremiah 18:4-6 says, but the vessel he was making of clay was spoiled in the hand of the potter, so he remade it into another vessel as it pleased the potter to make. Then the word of the Lord came to me saying, can I not, O house of Israel, deal with you as this potter does? Declares the Lord, behold, like the clay in the potter's hand, so are you in my hand, O house of Israel. It's not just the Old Testament. Romans 9:21. Or does the potter not have the right over the clay to make sure the same lump for one vessel for honorable use and make another for common use? Let the Lord use you for whatever he wants this year. Wherever he sends you, you'll be surprised at what he will do. 5779, Father knows there's new wine in your container that he can tap into. Does God know you? Better than you know the person when you look in the mirror. There is something in you that has never been displayed before. Remember, the Lord turned water into wine for two reasons. First, it began to reveal the glory of who he was. This miracle started glory to be revealed everywhere Jesus walked. Once God begins to reveal his glory through you, you will have to keep letting him reveal more and more of his glory through you. That is good news. He doesn't want to be a trickle that you turn on and off. He wants to be a flowing river coming out of your innermost being. There is a new dimension of glory that is going to be revealed through you this year. So don't be afraid of it. But once you start, you are going to have to keep on going. Well, I want to do one miracle. It's not going to be that way, folks. I don't know if I told you this story, but when they activated all of the gifts of the Spirit one year at a conference, I said, Lord, I want the gifts of healing. And I was sitting in a row like this, about that far from the front section of the church. And they said, now turn to the people next to you and ask what they need. And the person next to me said, I need my feet healed. I had asked for the gift of healing, so I healed them. And they told the person next to them, I don't have pain anymore. And they said, well, I need my feet healed. I had 100 people lined up while everybody else went to lunch. I made sure I washed my hands before lunch. Once he starts pouring his glory through you, let him release the river. The second reason Jesus did the miracle was so his disciples would believe in him. One was to start the flow of glory. The other was to let the disciples begin to believe in him. Disciples means those who are being taught. Are you being taught by the Lord? Let him pour his glory through you. Jesus knew that he had to reveal a glory for the disciples so that they would start believing in a new way. Well, he's the Son of God. That's fine to believe, but do you really believe he can do everything? If you raised your hand tonight, that's all it took to be healed. That's all it took to be healed, was you responding to the faith someone had to release a word of knowledge. Your faith and their faith moved God to do what had to be done. Luke 7:46 says, "You did not anoint my head with oil, but she anointed my feet with perfume." Will you sit at the feet of the Lord this year and allow him to anoint you? 57:79 is about a new glory and a new level of faith. Another thing 57:79 has is that the Lord hardens or makes loose structures for his use. He either hardens a structure or he makes loose a structure so that he can use it. This is a year of great dichotomy. Remember, it's either the womb about to give birth or it's the serpent about to strike. Many structures will be hardened this year. You're seeing that. Since September, you've seen that. I don't even want to turn on my television because that's all, what it's all about. You're seeing the hardness or you're seeing the looseness. We have to choose. Other structures will rise up and we'll start seeing their true identity. This is why those of us who do not like change could have a very bad year in 57:79. I can't remember when I wrote it and who I wrote it to. It was yesterday, but I can't remember who I wrote it to. Oh, yes, I do. I sent it to many people around the world in an email. Transition is essential for turnaround to be complete. We're asking the Lord for a turnaround, but you and I have to do some transition. Moms know transition is a very difficult time, right? I'm getting the head bob. We have to learn to transition, or else we're going to be left in the past. That doesn't mean we're not going to heaven. It just means we're not going to be moving in the river with the Holy Spirit. If we get hooked into a structure and are determined for the structure to stay the way it is, you are in trouble because that structure will shake this year. And that's what's happening around the country and around the world. It's what's happening to the body of Christ. Church will not look the way that it has in the past. It can't, because there's two generations that won't come into a building. So let's choose not to be an older wineskin so we can be used of the Lord this year and beyond. He's using new wineskins. We always want to see through the eyes of grace so that we do not become what we are seeing. That's called judgment. And the thing you judged is how you will be judged. If you are tempted to judge, ask the Lord to forgive you, ask the Lord to forgive them, and ask the Lord to bless them, and then pray his will into that situation. Yeah. That again. If you are tempted to judge, Ask the Lord to forgive you. Ask the Lord to forgive them, and then ask the Lord to bless them. That releases you from judgment and unforgiveness. Okay, 5779 is a year God meets you at an opening. He met us tonight. This is a year God determines a place of meeting to express and unlock your inheritance. We've all been waiting for that. Doesn't mean we're all going to get it this year, but it's going to be unlocked. God will surprise you at that place of meeting. Look for the door. Look for the gate. Look for the glory. He will express to you what it is going to take to unlock a room of your inheritance. Question is, will we be willing to do what he says we have to do? There's a room of your inheritance that's never been unlocked before that he's going to show you this year how to unlock it. So you have to couple this year, Tate, with the season Ion that we're in, Ion Tate, meaning we see. There will be a new room of unlocking on your behalf this year. Something you have not seen completely will get unlocked, and you will see it, and you will say, my portion, my portion. Remember the Old Testament prophets. 5779 is also a year justice gets administered and your long-term enemies get overcome. I like that. Because you've persevered. This is really how to define goodness. Our long-term enemies are overcome by the blood of the cross. This is a year that's connected with Psalm 92. Read it. Find out what it's about. Ask the Lord to show you how to apply it in your life. Which says you will see the desire you have had for your enemies. Meaning those things you've desired for your enemies are going to take place. God is going to administer justice on your behalf, and you will only say, God is good. When he exercises victory for you, that is a manifestation of his goodness on your behalf. The Lord is administering justice. There's a lot of shaking going on, and 5779 will be a year of the Red Sea encounter for the United States. I said it before, but I'll say it again. Vote on Tuesday. Yes, God is watching. He's given you a liberty in this land to choose your leaders. And Satan is trying to choose your leaders. You can either be moved by the Lord or you can allow those moved by Satan to choose your leaders. There will be a Red Sea encounter for the United States this year. That's good news. Because the righteous will go through and the enemy won't. 5779 is also a year for gaining wisdom and demonstrating a greater power over your enemies. Gaining wisdom and demonstrating a greater power over your enemies. Greater is he who is where? Than? That's what this year is about. Wisdom always dismantles demons. Why? Because wisdom only comes through the Holy Spirit. Satan is old. He has all knowledge and he has understanding, but he has no wisdom because he does not have the Spirit of God, and you do. That gives you advantage. Demons are like the breath we suck in, and when we suck them in, they dwell in our soul unless we tell them to go. So we need to get rid of them because all they want to do is vex your spirit. God will not set you free from your friends. And this year will be a year about exhaling the bad breath, getting rid of them as soon as possible. Well, I'll just wait until a commercial. It'll be too late. 5779 is also a year that the Lord is orchestrating a new set of circumstances for you and instances so you know him in a new way. New circumstances and new instances so we can know him in a new way. Do you know that every time the Lord turns in heaven, all of the angels are always facing him face to face. And every time he turns, they cry out, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord." Because a new revelation has been manifest. That's what he wants to do with us this year. He wants to show us things about him that we've never seen. If you find his name in the circumstance, you have victory. Every circumstance you encounter, God's name will be there this year. You just have to know his names. Don't just think Jehovah. Just don't think Adonai. Just don't think Olam El. Just learn all of the names of God. Because he will be in that circumstance. And you, when you call upon his name, have victory. So find his name, what he's doing in the midst of the circumstance you're going through, and you will find yourself pulling the thread that unravels the circumstance. When I was in an accident in May of 86, I only had a nanosecond to cry out Jesus as loud as I could. And I walked away from an accident that no one even thought I was in. Know his name, and in the circumstance, in the moment, that name will bring his victory to you. Zechariah 14:9 says, "And the Lord will be king over all the earth. In that day the Lord will be the only one, and his name the only one." So this year it's important for you to understand a facet of his name that you've never understood before, because he's going to give you victory in that. 5779 is also a year we understand suffering a new way. Well, I think I'll skip this part. We're supposed to know Christ in his sufferings, right? Isn't that what the Bible says? Oh, I skipped over that. I didn't like that verse, so I tore it out of my Bible. Yeah. Oh, Alan used his black highlighter on it. Philippians 3:10-11 says, "That I may know him in the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his sufferings." I have to have fellowship with his sufferings? "Being conformed to his death in order that I may attain to the resurrection from the dead." You have resurrection power in you. There is a progression in this passage that allows us to work backward from suffering to glory. I'm going through a lot right now. Well, God wants to bring you through that same progression that Jesus went through. We will see a lot of suffering in 5779. We're already beginning to see it and hear about it around the world. But Father has placed his healing balm in us to put on people in the midst of suffering. Tonight was a rehearsal in a safe place. It wasn't the Kit Kat aisle at Walmart. But let him send you, because you have that healing anointing in you. How do I know? Jesus said so. They will heal the sick. They will lay their hands on the sick and they will recover. Genesis 47:28 says, "Jacob lived in the land of Egypt 17 years, so the length of Jacob's life was 147 years. You see a lot of suffering in 147 years. Jacob saw a lot of suffering. Thought he had lost two sons. This year we will see God's hand of goodness in the midst of suffering. That will cause people to want to know what you know. Let me correct that. To know who you know. 5779 is the year God will take you. I loved it. It was sung again. Out of the mud, the mire, the sludge, and the sediment to form you into a rich soil for planting your future. That psalm was sung over all of us tonight. See, this is a summary of the year we are going through. Jeremiah chapter 17, verses 7 through 10 said, "Blessed is the man who trusts in the Lord and whose trust is the Lord." You know, there's a difference between trusting in the Lord and having the Lord as your trust. We have to have both. "For he will be like a tree planted by the water that extends its roots by a stream and will not fear when the heat comes. But its leaves will be green, and it will not be anxious in the year of drought, nor cease to yield fruit. The heart is more deceitful than all else and is desperately sick. Who can understand it? I, the Lord, search the heart. I test the mind, and even give to each man according to his ways, according to the results of his deeds." I'm going to ask you to read Isaiah chapter 60 and 61 to understand how the Lord is shaping us for the future. I think that came up tonight too. Those are key scriptures for us to see how he's shaping us for the future. See, God takes all our junk. That's what the cross did. You said, "Jesus, here's my junk. I lay it at your feet." Did you really? Are you taking it back up again? "Here's my mud, my mire, my muck, and the sediment from the past season." And then I love the garden. He's making compost, folks, so that you will be a rich soil that will bear abundant harvest for him. It's important for you to go back over all you have been through and say, "God is good." Review your life, and at each point where you had to make a decision, speak over that so that it changes and say, "God is good." You have that authority. Speak the goodness of God into the soil for your future. He's forming us into new vessels to be poured out. I spoke about this in Malaysia a couple weeks ago, and how he wants to shape you so that he can pour you out and then fill you up again and send you someplace else and pour you out again. This is a year he wants to give you more glory to give away. 5779 is also the year of the Good Samaritan. It's a year in which we choose to respond like the Good Samaritan, or we choose to respond like the priest or the Levite. You can read about that in Luke 10:33-35. See, religious people will always pass by, but you will be one who stops to help someone who's in need along the way. 5779 is about becoming good Samaritans again. This is the type of giving God is looking at on our behalf. Will we be willing to stop when someone needs help on our path? That's really what the Walmart experience was about. First getting to the path, but then being willing to help on the path. This is a year to watch carefully when God puts someone in great need on your path. How you minister in that is how you will be ministered to. What you sow is what you reap. And then 5779 is a year to make shrewd decisions, overcome past losses, and look for creative ways to survive and move forward. Make shrewd decisions, overcome past losses, and look for creative ways to survive and move forward. Remember the story about the crooked manager that you see in Luke chapter 16? It's an interesting parable. and it describes where we are as a body. This is the point that God's trying to make in our lives. Jesus included this parable to try and teach his disciples. Remember, he was talking to the disciples about this shrewd manager. Hey, dudes, the world is a lot wiser than you are. They're street savvy. You know what that means. If you don't, ask Captain. Ask Bonnie. They are shrewder than the body of Christ. That's a good thing. I like how the message says it in Luke 16, 1 and 2. Jesus said to his disciples, he's teaching the boys again. There was once a rich man who had a manager. He got reports that the manager had been taking advantage of his position by running up huge personal expenses. So he called him in and said, "What's this I hear about you? You're fired. And I want a complete audit of the books." See, verse 2 is all about us. God is doing an audit of the books. That's really what it was all about when Jesus stood over Jerusalem and said, "Oh, Jerusalem, Jerusalem." They missed their visitation. He had just done a 3-year audit of God's chosen people. That's you and me and all the children of Abraham. And they were found wanting. So are we. See, that's what God's going to say to us this year. He's going to do a complete audit of our books. So look at what the manager did. He did not go away with his head hung low. "Oh, woe is me. Jesus just accused me. He just found me out. Oh, me." Don't hang your head this year. Look and ask the Lord, "What is the new thing you want me to do?" The manager, how much do you owe? 100. Write 50 quickly. Well, how much do you owe? 80. Write 40 quickly. The manager recouped for his master part of what he had lost. But what he did is he insured his future. He was street savvy. "Remember when I reduced your debt from 50 to 100? I have a little need right now for my family." "Oh, come on in. Let me help you." Do you see how that works? Don't get hung up on the old ways. The manager said, "I have a plan." You need a plan this year. Don't get bogged down over your mess. Remember tonight you already said to that mess, "God is good." Keep telling your mess God is good and let him give you a plan. There is something about 5779 which is so important that we learn how to manage our debt and our messes from the past season. We have to be ready for this next season that we're going into. You can recoup the reproach that has been put upon you. That's the good news of the cross. You always want to be blessed in your going, or you will wear that old reproach into your new place. It won't work. Jesus was teaching this. In the midst of your mess, God is good. Find your way through your mess ups. I've got a whole bunch of them that the Lord is doing surgery on me in. Stay close to Jesus and be streetwise this year. Because streetwise people know how to make key decisions, life and death decisions. I need you to stand up as we close. If you can't stand, don't stand. Papa said, "I have all I can stand, and I can't stand no more." 5779 is about God's people moving in creative survival. That means we don't give in to the enemy. The Lord is going to cause you to find ways through your messes. He will cause you to teach ways through your message. That means once he gives you a victory, he wants you to teach those around you how you got your victory. Can you do that? We all can do that. It's called testimony. He will cause you to have creative survival. Do you remember the widow in Elisha's day? I believe she was the wife of one of the prophets in Elisha's school. Her husband died and she had two sons, and they were coming to take away her two sons into slavery for her debt. She had a little small bit of oil left. You are a vessel. And the prophet said, go gather all of the vessels you can find, close the door, and start pouring, pouring, pouring. Let him give you creative abilities this year. Father, I loose your creative abilities over these, your sons and daughters, that they will not be held up or hindered by the things of the past, but they will be liberated to move in the glory that you have for them, that your glory will fill every vessel they bring to you empty at your altar. Lord, every time they come, I say, more glory, more glory, and more glory. Lord, send them with your creative ability to show others how to survive in difficult times by abiding in your presence. Father, I say, we will all be a people who testify and declare, God is good. God is good. God is good. This year, dance the dance of God's goodness. Do your happy dance. Even if it's just picking up your foot and putting your heel down, make sure it's on the enemy's head. Do your happy dance. Now, I send you to the Kit Kat aisle, wherever it is. I send you to listen to the voice of the Spirit of the Most High God and do what he says in your workplace, in your school place, in your modes of communication and transportation, and every place he sends you. Prosper in his goodness.